les interviews du Doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Et je pense que ça va être une très grande surprise pour vous parce que on avait calé une interview avec Carl Kennedy ce dimanche et puis j'avais pas eu de retour et puis en fin de compte Carl vient de m'appeler donc il est avec moi en direct. Alors on va parler avec Carl bien sûr du nouvel album d'Erods qui est un album fantastique, hein, The Razzle Cage. Franchement c'est un super disque et puis on va parler concert et puis vous savez Carl c'est un ami alors on est très content. Moi je suis très content d'avoir Carl avec moi une nouvelle fois et puis on fera l'interview juste après de Mandy Meyer qui va arriver un tout petit peu après mais en tout cas, on va dire bonjour à Carl. Carl, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. Do you hear me?
I hear you very well. Thank you for inviting me.
Carl, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure. This is my brothers from the US who is coming. Carl, thank you. First of all, congratulations for Razzle the Cage. What a fantastic record. Wow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yes, you are my brother from Paris. We have been longtime friends. So, by the way, Tigers of Pantang, when we were coming for our second album, we were given Chris Sangridis an opportunity to work with Chris. And they said, oh, we produced Tigers of Pantang. And I was young and I was cocky. And so I said, we don't want to sound like Tigers of Pantang. Later, when we played Heavy Sound Festival, Chris Sangridis and I became friends, and we laughed about it many times after that, about how I didn't want to sound like Tigers of Pantech. But in fact, now I love to sound like Tigers of Pantech because they're fantastic. But then I was young and stupid.
Bah voilà, donc vous avez compris, Carl il écoutait la fin du Tiger of Pantang parce qu'il est connecté sur Vinyl Time très souvent et puis il y a cette petite anecdote dans sur Tiger of Pantang. Voilà, bah on est très content. Maybe Carl, before we speak about this, I don't know, maybe we can speak about the touring and so on, but first of all I think the good news is you're coming back in Europe, in Sweden again. Yes. It looks like your hometown now.
Yeah. Well, we love Sweden, but you know, we love all of Europe. So we're excited. And we may be going to Australia, but we definitely want more dates in Europe. And so that's our goal for this year and next year, more dates in Europe.
Bah voilà, alors, yeah.
So, and if hell, everyone please contact Hellfest so they put us on the bill.
Yes, of course. But maybe some people with maybe on the show right now, on the live show, can invite you. I don't know. Maybe I have some contact, as you know, Carl. But yeah, cross finger. Hein. Comme il le dit, moi, je suis très content parce que, bien sûr, vous vous doutez bien, Rhodes revient en Europe. Ils vont faire le Time to Rock au mois de juillet. Ils viennent remplacer Metal Church. Donc, ils seront avec nous en Europe. Alors, j'espère qu'il y aura quelqu'un qui voudra bien les faire venir. Alors, ça va pas être simple parce que, voilà, c'est toujours compliqué. Mais en tout cas, moi, très content d'avoir les Rhodes en Europe. La dernière fois, on était monté au fin fond de la Hollande pour les voir. Je crois que c'était à deux poules. On était monté en Hollande voir Carl. C'était un truc de fou. Voilà. Et Carl, what it pass in your mind to create this Razzle Cage? It's so fantastic. The sound is so fresh. You're coming back with a new band. You have a new bass player. You create a lot of songs. Yes. With clearly the sounds of Rhodes, but maybe the sounds on 2024. It looks like a young band with so many energy. What happened, Carl? What happened?
it's a new day for the Rhodes. Freddie and I played together in different bands live, just as guest artists, and we both played on one of David's solo albums. So we knew he was the right guy. He was the right fit. He had the look, the personality. He's a wonderful guy, and. But he brought a lot of energy, and he brought a whole different bass sound than we've had before. He brought a very heavy Geezer Butler, Bob Daisley kind of sound. Mm. And that's exactly what the band needed. And our tour manager said, what's the difference with Freddie and the band? And she said, you know how when you have two old cats and then you bring in a kitten, it energizes the other two old cats? And I was pissed when I heard that. But then I just started laughing because it's hysterical. And it's exactly what happened. Freddie coming into the band, his sound, his attitude, his bringing in some ideas just energized us. We're just very excited about the new band. In fact, we're already working on the next album.
Bah voilà, alors vous l'avez compris, alors ils sont de retour avec un album incroyable, hein, j'espère que vous l'avez écouté, ce Razzle Cage. Et puis bien sûr Karl est toujours avec avec David Rockfenstein qui était avec nous il y a pas très longtemps, et puis Freddy qui est le nouveau bassiste, hein, qui tournait déjà un petit peu avec avec Karl, et puis et qui était connu, et puis voilà, comme il le dit, hein, c'est comme quand on a deux vieux chats et qu'on met un chat tout neuf, tout beau, tout propre, bah on en a toujours un qui vient pousser les autres. Et on se retrouve avec un album alors qui est fantastique, hein, parce que celui d'avant, Brotherhood of Metal, était très très bon, mais alors ce Razzle Cage, il est incroyable. And Karl, maybe we have to talk about the production of this new record, because I know you are a large producer for all bands, but you're working with a man who is called Chris Collier on this one. What is the alchemy that we have with Chris? Because this song is so fresh, it looks like clearly... the roads of 2024, not the roads of the 80s.
That's right. So I wanted us to have a good mix engineer when it came to Brotherhood of Metal. So I started listening to everybody. I started talking to people. And finally, I listened to Last in Line, and I thought, wow, what a mix on that album. Who mixed that album? And so I started looking around, and finally I figured out that it was Chris Collier. And Jeff Pilson gave me his number, and I called Chris, and now he's done the 450s album for me. He's done the last two Rods albums, and he did the Kennedy album. But he is dialed in, and he certainly has the Rods sound down. So we've never sounded better in the recording. It captured us. Mm.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Karl. Alors moi, je voulais savoir un peu quel était le travail qui avait été fait entre Karl, qui est un très très grand producteur. Hein, il a produit plein de choses. Et puis bien sûr le travail de Chris Collier, parce que l'album, il sonne vraiment comme un son de 2024. Hein, on n'a pas l'impression que les Rods ils sont là depuis les années 80. Que c'est quand même un truc de fou. Et comme il le dit, bah voilà, ça s'est passé tout simplement. Jeff Pilson a donné le numéro de téléphone de Chris à Karl. Karl a appelé, et puis voilà, il a sonné exactement comme voulait effectivement Karl, et c'est une belle surprise. Hey, Karl, by the way, this is a really surprise, because I see many people with listen the first single, and a lot of people make a lot of review, but by the way, a lot of people is totally surprised when the Rods coming back with like a young guys, in fact, huh? Because I see many people sharing with coming back with the Rods, with this person who is playing in Rods. It looks like some young people discover you on 2024. It looks like crazy, no?
We have more young people coming to the shows. So I don't know whether it's the grandparents bringing their kids and the kids bringing their kids, but whatever it is. David and I, we have been together 45 years this year. 45 years. It's unbelievable. And, you know, he's just terrible to get along with. So I don't know how we lasted this long. I guess it's because I'm an angel.
Bah voilà, comme il a dit, il y a beaucoup de papas qui viennent avec leurs enfants pour découvrir les Rods. Il est très surpris. Et puis, comme il le dit, et voilà, il y a tellement de choses qui se passent autour des Rods. Eh, les amis, 45 ans ensemble, c'est quand même incroyable de les avoir aussi toujours là. Karl, this is a long relationship with David, hein, because since the beginning you are clearly brother in metal, in fact, hein, by the way. And since and since so many songs, so many tours, you create each time with David a lot of, I would like to say, fantastic records. But I'm huge fan, so of course. One of my favorites stay at the end, Let Them Eat Metal, because this record is for me one of my favorite songs. And if you remember, because not when we coming back in Holland to see you at the pool long time ago, I just said before the show, Karl, I would like to listen Let Them Eat Metal, and you play for me this song. That was so crazy. So next time I prepare the playlist, huh, if you want.
Okay, I love playing that song. It's a fun song to play, and people love it, but I love it too.
Voilà, donc c'était une petite boutade. Moi, j'adore le morceau Let's Emit Metal, j'adore cet album. Et puis, effectivement, alors la petite surprise, c'était que quand on était monté en Hollande, on avait demandé, on avait croisé Karl et David, on avait dit, ça serait bien si vous pouviez nous jouer Let's Emit Metal. Et puis, ils avaient joué Let's Emit Metal qu'ils avaient rajouté à la playlist le soir. Il y a toujours cette photo avec Karl qui est quand même incroyable. Karl,
now, like but you said. I thought you loved the album cover, not the song, but okay.
No, I prefer the song, but I prefer both, in fact. it's maybe today it was not possible to have the same cover. Huh? It looked like difficult to coming back with something like this. Huh?
No, I could be on the cover like that.
Karl, by the way, like you said, 45 years of Rhodes. Do you prepare something particular to share? Maybe since the beginning, a particular playlist to share. Maybe each song on one record, etc., and moving to the Razzle Cage. What is the plan? Because 45 years is so long. It's crazy.
It's a long time. Mm-hmm. It is, and it doesn't seem like it. It seems like yesterday. And you know, David and I, we've never had a yelling match at all. We've never had an argument like that. We've had work and we've had discussions that were tense, but never like yelling or, you know, you're a jerk, never like that. But what we have is we have a couple of songs on the new album that I think the fans will love. We're bringing back a couple songs with different versions of those songs, and we're excited about that. We were excited for the fans to hear it.
Ben voilà, 45 ans, David et Karl, voilà, je me demandais s'il allait prévoir quelque chose de particulier, si on allait avoir des morceaux particuliers, comme il le dit, c'est un plaisir de jouer avec David, et puis ils partagent, ils se sont jamais engueulés, ils ont toujours travaillé en avançant, et puis, voilà, ça reste une belle amitié, et surtout 45 ans après, ils sont toujours là, avec Razzle the Cage. Ben, on est en direct avec Karl Kennedy des Rhodes, le batteur, producteur, ami de longue date du Doc, hein, bien sûr. Karl, maybe yes. Two questions before we ending, because I know this is Sunday, so you have a lot of work. and I see that you have a particular show in Sirius in a couple of minutes. Karl, few words, when the Rhodes coming back again in France? Because I know that you have a particular relationship with France, with Danny, with a lot of people with help you during the 80s. A couple of days ago, we speak about the death of Reed Forrester because he created maybe some new label coming back with some new vinyl of Reed. And of course, each time we remember this particular days when you're coming to play at the show in France, in Le Bourget, if I remember.
We want to come back, first of all. Meeting you, Danny, Christian, everyone I met, Joel, trying to think of everyone. So many people that I consider good friends. And we have been back several times, but it's not easy to get booked. That's why I say the fans should call, contact, email Hellfest or any good venue there, because we love to play in France. You know, we have friends and we love the city and we love the country. So, but right now, no bookings. So, but we're working on it.
Voilà, but for and now you have a new label, which is called Massacre Records, can maybe help you to find some gigs and to help you to have some gigs in Europe. In fact, not only in France, but maybe in Germany, like in Sweden, and some other country, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have someone who is an agent who's helping us. So we'll see what he comes up with. Hopefully, you know, he's the one who booked us in Sweden. So hopefully he'll find something for us. We're looking for some other dates now around that date, but not in Sweden, but, you know, somewhere else. Like maybe France would be great. And by the way, I want to announce something here. My book, which I've written, my autobiography, it's been 2 years of working on it. And this week, I will be able to officially announce pre-sales.
Okay.
For my new book, Tales of a Wild Dog.
Ok, voilà, vous avez compris. Alors, on a une petite info. Donc, ça fait 2 ans que Carl, voilà, a écrit sa biographie. Elle va sortir. Elle va être en pré-vente bientôt. Bah, dès que j'ai le lien, je vous le mettrai. Et puis, comme vous savez, Carl, bah, il a une relation particulière, bien sûr, avec la France, puisqu'il est venu souvent du Temps d'Enfer Magazine avec Dany, avec Christiane et plein d'autres. Il a vraiment envie de revenir. Comme il le dit, c'est compliqué de tourner, mais bon, il a un booker, il y a un label maintenant en Allemagne. Et puis on espère que bah ils pourront venir avec les Rhodes, bien sûr. Et puis s'ils viennent pas, nous on ira à eux. Carl, before we ending, maybe one questions. With this 45 years, do you think it would be a great idea to record a live album?
I love that idea. We do have live at Rose Hall. We recorded about a year, a little over a year. It was Freddie's first gig with us. Mm. And we recorded that. So it's live at Rose Hall. And we pressed a limited number of CDs for that. But you can find it on all the streaming services. But now that we're tighter, now that the band, like I call us the Thunder Twins, Freddie and I play so well together. I would like to do another with some of these new songs. It would be a riot to do, you know. But it's not always easy to organize, but we've done it. So we will try to do it again. And I think that is a great idea. Mm. Celebrate 45 years with a live album.
Ah, voilà. Alors peut-être on aura bien sûr, comme l'a dit, ça serait une bonne idée parce que le groupe est vraiment très très bon maintenant. Il est encore meilleur qu'avant, hein, pour le coup. Et puis ça serait une bonne idée d'avoir effectivement un album live. Il y a d'autres albums qui sont disponibles. Moi j'ai quelques bootlegs des Rhodes bien sûr, mais j'aimerais bien avoir un vrai album bien fait, bien propre avec les nouveaux titres et ce nouveau groupe parce qu'il est quand même fantastique. Carl, one thing about this new record, Razor the Cage, is coming on vinyl, and I will too vinyl. Because I like your music in CD, but I prefer to listen The Rhodes in vinyl. Hey, what a good idea to have a vinyl right now, huh?
That is a good idea. Are you asking me to send you one?
No. I bought everything. As you know, I'm a huge collector of The Rhodes, and I bought everything regarding Razor the Cage. So I have a multiple vinyl, CD, and so on right now. But I like the sound. It's so different, the sound in vinyl or the road.
Vinyl,
so, yeah.
The vinyl, I agree. I had to check the test pressings, and I was shocked at how much better the vinyl sounds from CD.
Yeah.
So much better. And and thank you, mon ami, for buying Rod's records, supporting us all these years. Pretty much 45 years for you. You've been on this ride. Thank you.
It's a huge collection of the Rhodes. So, Carl, before we ending, do you have some words for the French listener? Because we have a lot of people with discover this interview, by the way, and I hope, of course, you have some great fun with Razor the Cage and touring, and maybe, of course, share a new lot of music. By the way, before we ending, Carl, do you have some French words to the French people?
I do, because and first I want to say, when I first came to Paris for Les Bourget Breaking Sound Festival, you, Danny, Christian, you guys all taught me French words, which I cannot say now on the air. but I have a very, in my heart, I love the French people. I love my French family, you, Danny, Christian, everyone. And so it's really important for me to stay connected. And that's why I've come back, to visit my friends, because I love Paris and I love my friends. And it became my French family. So I love seeing it. I would love to see the French fans and meet them in person. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
For sure. Carl, thank you so much. Maybe we can listen now one of my favorite songs of Razor the Cage, with Skull. No and Forever, which look like exactly what you share on the feeling on this record with David, with Freddy. No and Forever, The Rhodes, les amis, Razor the Cage. Carl, thank you so much for your time on this Sunday. Olivia. Let's start to listen some good songs of The Rhodes, Razor the Cage, No and Forever.